the most common request, the most common question when you, from my experience, from my position, from my little corner when I'm selling you Lovim, the question that they all come back to the Lovim, can I please, you know, is this a split or is it not split? That's the $1 million question. But yes, people know exactly what they're looking for pretty much. We'll get to that in further shiurim. But when it comes to the Lovim, so is it split? Is it split or is it okay? There is truth in it, but there's a lot of untruth in it. First of all, what is, it's true, you do need a certain skill to be able to identify what exactly is split or not split. It's true, there is some skill required. But leaving this aside, the physical skill of looking at the lulav and checking is it split or not split, halachically speaking, is this true or are you trying to split? Is it halachically speaking, is it correct to look for it? And I always felt there is quite a bit of untruth in it and quite a bit of a myth in it in terms of how important it is to look for a lulav which is not split. We're going to be looking at this halacha tonight. Yesterday, what we've seen in terms of Nechel Kat Yoimis was the Nechel Kat Yoimis lulav that looks like what has lulav look like? What is it? Completely. That means that every single one of those double leaves is split. Every single one of those, or the majority of them rather, is, right, which is pretty uncommon. The Mona is going to be more stringent. Admittedly, it's going to be more machmir. But let's see what it means. So I'm in page 222. And I'm in the third line in our editions, which is the Ramos speaking now, and it says as follows. Some are more stringent, and they are the following opinion. If the ole ha'elyoin, how are we going to translate ha'ole ha'elyoin?
The higher leaf.
The higher leaf. Ha'emtsoi. The middle one. She'al ha'shedr, which is on the shedr. Shedr is the backbone. Ad ha'shedr, until the shedr. Mikri is called Nechel Kat Yoimis V'posol. So what Ramah is telling us is as follows. It's true, as we've discussed yesterday, and as the Shulchan Aruch explains earlier, every lulav is made, that it's made out of many double leaves on each side. Every leaf is a double leaf, otherwise something's seriously wrong with it. It's double leaves. Now, those double leaves, says the Ramah, you can ignore. The reality is they're rarely split, but besides that, you can ignore them. You can ignore. You're looking at the top one. Ha'ole ha'emtsoi. The double leaves which grows out of the shedder. Here, picture 19, I find very useful. Because when you're looking at the bottom bit, which is the darker part, this is what's called the shedder. Shedder literally means the backbone. Every lulav has that backbone which is darker. It's always going to be darker. That's thick and dark. That is the shedder, the backbone. Shedr means literally a backbone. And it is the backbone of the lulav. And that will stop at some point. And from that, it grows on the side. You've got all these double leaves growing. The double leaves growing on each, the leaves growing on each side. There's one single one normally that grows out of this shedr, which goes vertically top, which is one which is in the middle. That one, if you look at picture 19, you can see where it's going. Look at picture 20, you'll also see clearly where the shedr ends and where the tioimus starts. The Amor says, when we talk about the tioimus, we're only talking about this one. It's that double leaf, which is the top, which grows out of the shedr. It is true. It's normally the thin.
Single.
No, it can't be single. It's only the highest one. That's simple. 9 out of 10 lulavim, I would say. It's my guess. Yeah, but I think pretty much 9 out of 10 lulavim. When you want to look at the tioimus, you can either make that physical check and looking at that, it's the one growing out of the shedder. But nearly always, it's simply the highest. And look at the words of the Ramah, how beautiful. It's the middle one, which is the Elyoin, the highest one, that is considered the tioimus. It's the most vulnerable. It's the most vulnerable one because it is the highest one. It's the most likely to have got damaged on the way. And it's the most vulnerable. This one, says the Ramah, that is the psul of nechlekat yomis. If that one is split, that one is the one that will invalidate the entire lulav nechlekat yomis. So that's an extreme chumrah compared to the word shulchan aruch. Shulchan aruch again, he said that nechlekat yomis is the majority of the leaves, and the Ramah says, no, forget about the majority. If that one is nechlekat yomis, it's posul. V'hachinoyin, that is the minik. Miu, however, continues the Ramah, lechatchila mitzvah min amufchinoyin lito luluv shaloi nechleka ala elyon klal, lechatchila, it's ideal, lechatchila mitzvah min amufcha, it's a great chumrah, little to take a lulav shel nechleka elyon klal, we try to choose a lulav which is not split at all, ki yesh machmirin afilu benechlek tzas, because some have astringency. I emphasize the word astringency. Ki yesh machmirin, there are stringent people that hold afilu nechlek tzas, that even if it's slightly split, it's possible. V'moisa oleinu kofel mitchilas briyosoy, and if this top middle leaf is not kofel, it's not double possible, then it's possible. If that double leaf is not double leaf, that's single, then the whole lulav is possible.
Have you ever seen that?
No, I have never seen that. I've never seen it. What I have seen is that it's sometimes very, very, very tightly, very, very, very thin and very, very tightly attached in a way that it appears that it's one. That I've seen. That's not that uncommon. I've never seen it. I don't know. Maybe I don't know. It's a good question. Maybe I don't. I don't know.
Have you ever, in 100, how many would you find that split?
Okay, so let's. Good question. Because what we have got so far is we've got in chumah, which is one opinion of Rishonim, by the way, who says nachal lekat yomis. One opinion of Rishonim out of many Rishonim. There's one opinion holds that nachal lekat yomis is the middle one, and if that's split, that's possible. Does the Ramah paskin in that opinion? Does the Ramah hold that nechlekat yomis is possible?
No.
He doesn't. What does he hold? That it's a chumrah. The Ramah quotes that opinion that nechlekat yomis by one leaf quotes that opinion, and then he says, you see, he says yesh mafar shloima dem nechlekat ha'elyon im tzor shashet rashet nechlekat yomis possible. V'achinu again, miu. What's the miu? Miu means however. I don't think that it's possible. I think, says the Ramah, lechatchila mitzvah min amufchana again, we try to achieve a lulav which is not split at all. Because ki yesh machberin afilu benechlek tzas. Because there are opinions that hold that even benechlek tzas is a problem. So there are such. He's acknowledging these opinions, but he said it's a chumrah. It's a chumrah.
Which bit is the chumrah?
The chumrah that
not have it split at all.
Yeah.
But to have it split till the shed.
So what does that mean? Very good. So let's get into greater detail. What are the shurim over here? How much? So when you're looking at the Mishtabua's words, you've got Mishtabua's words. I want to look at Sivkotten Yud Tes. No, Yud Ches is good. First white line. Lechatzchila mitzvah min amuf. The Ramah says, ideally, we try to choose an other lulav. Hainu im yesh la lulav acha, if you have got another lulav. Aber im ein, if you don't have another lulav, aber ein zoich levoich al lulav shel chavei, mishum zeh, don't choose, don't grab somebody else's lulav, don't choose another lulav because yours is split. Don't worry about it. I'm saying, I can't say don't worry about it, but don't use somebody else's lulav. You know, use yours, even if it's split. And furthermore, it's got new test. Kiesh machmir v'tamam. Why are they so stringent? The ones old that you got to make sure that it's not split at all. Why are they so stringent? V'tamam. The ali dam na'nuim rogelius besoif v'sod kulo. He says as follows. He said, you know why those stringent? That these are stringent. They hold because the ali dam na'nuim through the shaking of the lulav, rogel, it tends to happen, lio is besoif v'sod kuloi. It's rogel, it's going to happen, it's inevitably going to happen. If you shake a lot, what's going to happen? It's a little bit split on the first day, a little bit more on the third day, a little bit more. By the end of the week, it's going to be split right down. So it's not a good idea to start with slightly split.
That's a psul in the other days.
It's a good question. No, it's really not. It's a question. That's a separate question. It's a very, very good question you're asking. I don't want to go there now. That shouldn't be a psul shal yomim. But I'm going to. This is the Rav Moshe Leibuch asked the question. I'm going to leave this out for now. And what the Mishnah paskins now? I am betaz the day the ledaito in the hachmi bazeh rakim nechle kishir tefach. He said the only. He said that this is such a stringency. The only instance you've got to be machmi is if it's a tefach. And by say a tefach is like this. That's how much you've got to be machmi. If it's split like this, then there is room for stringency. Is room for stringency. If it's open more than that, according to the Taz, there isn't much room for stringency. If it's a split less than that. We held on Kosav, but he brings down another opinion, which is the Chayodom, according to this opinion, according to this stringent opinion, this Chumra de Geshir, is that Yesh Lehachim Afilu B'mashu. No. He says Afilu B'mashu. So we've got in that Chumra, we've got two understandings. One understanding is a Tefach, and another understanding is the Chayodom. No, even a little bit is room for stringency. Absolutely. So where are we now? Just talking in the world of Psak, yeah? If you're looking at this world of Psak, not in the world of in the world of halacha. Where are we? So we've got the basic opinion of Shulchan Aruch is that nechlekat yoimis means that the majority are split open. Okay, they don't exist, right? So if you've got a lulav which the tioimis is split all the way, that wouldn't be a psul according to Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah says no. There are stringent opinions. There are some achmirim. The Ramah says that even nechlekat yoimis by the there is such opinion that passes it. The one says, according to me, I think there is room for such chumra. There is room. I think there is room for such chumra. Mitzvah and mofcha, you should try to be makbid on that. How much in that chumra? Some say a tefach is fine, and some say afilu mashu. You should be makbid even a mashu. So what that teaches me, is that. So I find it very hard I find it very hard to understand. Yeah, that's what it boils down to. People are machmir for the chayodim against the Taz in a chumra of the Ramah against roiv rishonim. It sounds, I can't say out of proportion, but it's clearly not in line with so many. When we are trying to look at the world of Psak, we're always like kind of balancing colors and chumras and everything. And over here, suddenly, we've got this very, very radical approach. No, I don't like radical. That doesn't sound like. It's like very, very like. Because really, and I asked over the years, and from my selling experience, I asked many Rabbonim when you're grading them, and many felt, I asked many Rabbonim and Dayanim over the years, and they said that it's very interesting that people have got that well beyond halachic, it's not really halacha what they're looking at. It's not, what do you do with it? It's a hiddo, of course it's a hiddo. It's a hiddo, but I want to tell you, I'll tell you how much this chumra costs. If you're looking for a lulav which is split tefach or more, right? That's the chayot. According to the taz, it's still mehuda, right? If it's just a tefach, yeah, less than a tefach. Slightly less than a tefach. If you've got lulav which is less than a tefach, according to the taz, it's still a mehuda de galulav. Mehuda, yeah. A lulav like this, you'll find in the 20-pound boxes, plenty of them. 20-pound. 15 pounds for the lulav, no problem. You'll find plenty of them. But suddenly when you want to be machmi on the chayodom, Sally. Yeah, absolutely. 100%. You'll find them in the cheap sets, 30 pounds. Okay, that obviously
is there a difference in halakha between not split at all and a tefach split?
Yeah.
I mean, is there a difference between 2 millimeters and 10 millimeters?
Generally the answer is no. There are some who want to say, what is a mashu? I heard this once from a Rav, from a dying in Stanford, they told me that, what is a mashu? What is it mean? We're makbid even by mashu. We want to be machmi on this opinion of mashu. What does mashu mean? Define mashu. But like even mashu. So someone has said that if you've got like a 2 millimeters, that's approximately the shear they're talking about. If it's 2 millimeter open, that's still cold. It's still within. But it's not. That's probably not the simple approach in this Mishnah Berurah. But it is very, very interesting that is that open. And then also what I find very confusing and perhaps even frustrating is that oh, it's you know you go to a you know to a you go to you, is, you look at it, oh it's open, it's open. You know why you know should be going to the you know it's possible. It's not possible at all. It's not possible. It's not possible. No. According to Vroyev Rishonim, it's Mahuda.
This is like argumentative therapy.
Absolutely. According to Vroyev Rishonim, it's Mahuda. According to Vroyev Rishonim, it's Mahuda, not kosher.
Yeah,
it's very hard to please people who are ignorant. It's very hard. It's very, very hard. Because the Amratzes here is very...
What is the general standard of kosher lebracha, Mahuda?
In terms of the Rovim?
Yeah.
So, it depends. It depends very much on the shop. It depends very much on the. There's no real standards. There's no real standards. Besides, yeah, the boxed ones, they'll normally say that if it's an aleph will be closed till it will be closed till the top. It's not split at all. Generally, aleph is considered all the way. So aleph will be slightly open. Generally, that's accepted like that. And if it's kosher, then it's a bit more open. You might have the tefach there. But generally, when you go for Aleph,
you'll say it's not kosher.
Generally, in the poskim nowadays, they say if it's more than a tefach, it's very low level. They will call it kosher lebrocha. They won't put in better than that. It's kosher lebrocha.
Even more than tefach.
Yeah, kosher lebrocha it is. Kosher lebrocha it is. Look at the words of the Ramah.
Not add a shedra.
Yeah. Yeah. They will put it in kosher lebrocha.
Now,
I want to just raise one interesting discussion which the Achronim speak about. I think perhaps the conversation started with Rabbi Sol Yanke Fischer, who said, who looked at an open, it was open, it was a little bit open. Also the word open, I don't like so much. Is it? If it's not split, it doesn't mean it's open. Open means something else, really. But let's leave this out for another discussion. But when, you said that when this lulav is, you said this is not, it's nechlek tas, nechlek tas, put glue on. So look at it, put glue. What do you care? Put glue on. Where does it come from? Why do you say put glue on? If you put glue on, it's not open anymore. Why?
Why not?
No chatzitza. No chatzitza.
Same with the
pitim.
No,
but
put a pin through it.
So I'll tell you what Bison Anke Fischer, he wouldn't allow it with the pitim. But Bison Anke Fischer held that what is the reason why if it's nechlik tzas is possible? Said the Mishnah Berurah, why? Because it'll open more. Would open more. So he said that the whole problem is that it will be mehuda lekara des. It will be you're even going to have the opinion of the chay adam if you glue it together. If you glue it together, some people do that.
Is he the only one that says he can do that?
No, he's not the only one. It started from him. The many posts came afterwards also said you can do it. Now I'm going to just completely off record. I've tried it. It doesn't work so well. It doesn't work so well. I tried it once at home, not to sell Chas V'Shalom, but I tried it once, and it doesn't work well. It doesn't work well because when you actually shake, it still splits, it breaks, it gets messy. It doesn't work. You probably either need the expertise to do that, or different glues, or I don't know what, or it just I don't know. But it doesn't work so well.
Any problem wrapping it?
I don't know. It sounds so bizarre. According to that, yeah.
And then that would stay.
It would stay, yeah. According to that, it would work. It sounds very, very. Lemay Siraboy Sai, the halacha. Many poskim quoted this of Shlomo Zalman, and they mentioned it that if you glue it together, the whole problem is. Reb Shlomo Zalman quoted the Bsol Yanke Fischer. I think he may have agreed with it. Yeah, I think Reb Shlomo Zalman agreed. He didn't have any problems with it. I always had a problem with this approach for a reason. I'm just going to throw it in very quickly. That when you look at this Ashonim, it sounds like it's like the psul is not just because it will grow further, but it's a psul in its own right that something is likely to break as if it's broken already. The fact it's more lomdis than that. That the alidyan anuim rogelius besoifos, so the kol is already problem now. It's not that it will grow. It's not that it will grow, but now the fact that this lulav has an opening which is potentially going to grow is a problem now already. We're looking at the lulav which has a chisson in its own right. So that would be not the Reb Sol Yanke Fischer obviously didn't understand like that, but I always felt that perhaps
why
that's pshat.
That by sticking it together?
Yeah.
Why haven't you fixed that?
Because it's intrinsic. The fact that the lulav is slightly open has a psul. I'm not going to call it hiddur, but yeah, but you're not going to help it because it's still. It's not that we're worried about it growing further. It's that it's not the fact that it's slightly open is a problem in its own right per se. In its own right. But that was my thought. But I don't know if the Pshat HaKafisha said that. There are many posts came like it. But that's the discussion of Lech Lukat Yoimus. And I feel that there is sometimes a slight misunderstanding when it comes to comes to this halacha. And your question, of course, that you mentioned is a very, very good question. That on other days, anyway, kosher. So it's a really, really good question. Many are
bothered about it.
Day two. Yeah, it's a very good question.
What was your question? About the other days. Is it a psul? It sounds like
we haven't seen it yet. But the reality is that Lech Lukat Yoim is only a psul in the first day, not other days. And then the question is, well, if it's not a psul, then what's the problem if it's going to grow further? It's a really, really good question.
But you mean if the problem is after it's after that not now known, and that's you've already been going to the next.
Yeah.
It's very schwer to use him. Okay, basically we're going to summarize what we learned this evening. Today we looked at the halacha of Lech Lukat Yoimus. We said the Shulchan Aruch is got his approach we discussed yesterday. Today we looked at the opinion of the Rambam. Rambam brought a Rishon who was a Lech Lukat Yoimus. The Yoimus is the one growing out of the Shedra, and that itself, that is a Yoimus that we're looking at. If that one is Lech Lukat, that is possible according to one opinion. The Rambam says we've got to be machmir on this opinion. It's a good chumrah to look after, and it's a good chumrah to have. And the Rambam even adds that there are some machmir afilu b'mash afilu b'ktas, even if it's ktas is a problem. And the Rambam also says that if it's not double leafed, then it's a psul. Then if the tiyomis is not double leafed, it's possible. Now we looked at the halacha. What is the reason for this halacha? And we said the Mishnah Berurah brings that through the Na'anuim, it's going to split further open. That's why we refrain from using even slightly. The Taz brings to that under the Tefach it's kosher. It's even mehuda, and Chaodom says a mashu. So these are the halachas we discussed this evening, and we'll continue with them tomorrow from Siv Dalet. Okay.